Hope often seems to be a fickle thing, I think, for many of us. We have all sorts of ways of expressing hope. My favorite, I think, is false hope, which I don't believe in at all. I don't think you can have false hope. I think you can have hopes that are unrealized, but hope in and of itself can't be false. The writer of our epistle, a person who wrote this note, talks about living hope, which is something else entirely. We also have thin hope, faint hope. Hopes die. You can be left hopeless. Hope is fickle. We go through a lot of different places and times and ways of being more or less or completely, like I said, hopeless. But the author of 1 Peter is talking about something a little different than all of that, than our vagaries that, you know, this relationship will work out, or the dog will become better trained, or we'll manage to get our kitchen repaired, or we'll get better, or our best friend will come home safely, or all of these other things we hope for in our lives. He's talking about how we have been born into a living hope. This isn't a hope that's dependent in how strongly we can hold on to it. The living hope he's talking about is Jesus. It's a hope apart from what we think. You gave up entirely and went away. The living hope this author is talking about, this epistle is writing about, would still exist. Jesus doesn't disappear when we don't believe in him, or if we refuse to clap Peter Pan and the fairies. It's important to understand that distinction. The living hope of Jesus Christ exists entirely independent from our belief or our willingness to hope with and in Jesus, which makes it, I think, rather more robust than the other hopes we have, which is in and of itself hopeful. You start hoping in something and someone that isn't dependent on how strongly you feel about it that day. I get excited about that because some days I wake up and it's just hard to get out of bed, or I look at the pile of work and I'm like, you know, today, not as excited about it. It's all paperwork. There's nothing fun in there. We all have those days where it's just harder to find the motivation to get going. And on those days, I think there's some consolation in knowing that we aren't solely responsible for our hope in our salvation. That Jesus continues to exist and to be hopeful for us, regardless of what we believe or how strongly we can motivate ourselves to believe in it on that day. It's one of the characteristics of Christian hope, as apart from other types of hope, that we don't always fully express or understand, because like Thomas and the disciples in the gospel today, it's a little confusing just how this whole resurrection thing works. Doesn't always make sense to us. You sort of have to take it on faith and hope you're right, that 2,000 years of Christian tradition aren't misleading us when we assume that it works this way. As part of faith. And the good news is 2,000 years of Christian tradition probably aren't misleading us, or at least that's what I'm staking my life and my career on. The other good news is that the Christian hope isn't just distinguished by this faith in Jesus that is somehow independent of our own ability to have hope and belief in it. There's another distinguishing fact about Christian hope. We don't hope alone. And I don't just mean the rest of you who are sitting here and those of us who aren't here this morning, or all of the other Christians who are gathering in some house of worship somewhere else on a Sunday morning spread across the world. God hopes with us. God hopes with us. I think we forget that. When God set the world up, when it started working, and then humans started being humans, which, as we all know, is often less perfect than we perhaps were initially hoped to be, God had to start hoping that we'd come back to God, that we'd understand who God was and the relationship God wanted us to have with God. And God spent a lot of time and energy trying to communicate that, not the least of which was Jesus and this resurrection experience that we hear a piece of in the gospel today, where Thomas shows up saying, "I don't believe it." And Jesus still comes back, hoping, "I believe," that Thomas might still believe, and reaches out for Thomas, hoping that Thomas will reach back. And of course, Thomas does, in this spectacular proclamation of who Jesus is, "My Lord and my God." God hopes with us, reaching out to us, hoping that we will reach back, and our own faithful act of hope, that the life of faith is as much meeting in the middle of all of that hopefulness as it is occasionally wandering around in the darkness of our own lives, not really knowing where God is. It's trusting that when we're not sure, when we've almost given up, the living hope that is Jesus stands apart from us, willing to reach back into our lives and rekindle our hope and our faith. This is Christian hope, something we don't do alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.